Good morning. Okay, we're carrying on from here. Deloy Kihai Tana. Right, we just said that Makol Asuyimai is Asuyay Asuma Ba'achas Me'enov. And this is doesn't agree with this opinion. Deloy Kihai Tana is not like this Tana. The Tanya, we're going to remember Isa. Yochanan ben Dovhoi, Oimeh Mishum Rav Yehuda. Suma Ba'achas Me'enov, Potter Minariya. So you see, he holds that Asuma is Potter from the Riyah. So not like we just said. We said he's Chayv in the Riyah. So how does he know that? Shinema says in the Torah, says Yir'eh. That's how it's written. Yir'eh with a Chirik.
Yir'eh.
Very good. But that's the whole point of the Gemara. Very good. It's written as, it's a bit strange over here, but if you look at Rashi. Yeah, it's Yir'eh. It's written, that's been, if one would look at it, one would read it like that. But then, right, if a person was reading the Torah, right, so if the person, Bal Korah, was saying, was said, Yir'eh, they said, oh, no, Yir'eh. Right, we know that it's different over here, but it's, right, Yir'eh is the, okay, so we'll just go back. Yir'eh is the ksiv, how it's written, and Yir'eh, with a Tereh, is how you would, it sounds, how you read it. And basically, Yir'eh means to see, and Yir'eh means to be seen. And we're going to learn to be seen from to see, as the Gemara is going to now explain. Kederach sheba lirois, this is like with, in the way that he comes to see, that's with the chirik, yireh, yeah. Kach ba lirois, so he should become to be seen. So he should be seen, let's say it that way. Okay, and now we're going to expound on that more, yeah. Ma lirois, now we're flipping back, just as to see, he sees. B'shtei Einov, he sees with two eyes, is complete, yeah? Meaning Hashem sees, because Hashem has, there's no chisaron by Hashem. When Hashem sees, it's with, in the complete sense, it's with two eyes. Af leira ois, so too, he's seen, meaning Hashem is seen, yeah? He needs to be seen, B'shtei Einov, with two eyes of the person. When Hashem is seen, he needs to be seen by the person with two eyes. Just as when Hashem sees, he sees with two eyes, kaviyochol. So to when he's seen, he needs to be seen by a person with two eyes. So that's his limud. So that's the dissenting opinion. Fine. Now, ibayis ema. If you would like to say, we're going to go leoilam really kuda amri mi'ikora. Like we said in the first teretz on the Gemara, when we said a kol at suyemai is coming to tell you, yeah, that somebody's chetzi eved. And Chetzi Ben Chorin, yeah? You can say the Mishnahs like that. Yeah? But it's called Kasha Loch, and you had a Kasha, yeah, had a Ravina, it doesn't fit with Ravina, because Ravina said that you're Potter. So how can you say, you know, how does Ravina and a Kol HaSuyimai coincide? Are going to fit together? Low Kasha is not really a Kasha. You can say the following. Well, yeah, Kan Commissioner Rishoina, here, meaning, yeah, over here, the part of the Mishnah which mentions Ravina, which is Avodim She'enum Mushukhrorim, which seems to indicate somebody who's Chetzi Eved and Chetzi Ben Chorin would be Potter. Yeah? Kan, Commissioner Achroina, Akol Suyimai is like the Mishnah Achroina, like the new Halacha, right? I mean, there was a shift in the halacha, which we're going to explain. Basically, the old halacha was that, let's say this, well, it's going to, we're explain, well, we'll see, basically. There was a shift in the halacha, and this will explain the shift in the halacha, and we'll go back and explain this. Right, the following, the tanan. Halacha changed, okay. Me, shechetzio eved, vechetzio ben choyrin. Somebody who's a chetzio eved, and chetzio ben choyrin. Oved es rabboi, yom echad. He would serve his master one for one day. And he would serve himself, right? Make it, share it out. You know, one day for his master, one day for him. Right? That makes sense logically. Okay? Because it's Chetzi Eved, Chetzi Ben Chorin. Omru lehem Beis Shammai, said Beis Shammai. Tikantem es rabboi. Fine. That's okay for his rabbi because he doesn't lose out over here financially. Ves atzmoy, however, ves atzmoy litikantem. Yeah? This guy, you did not fix him up. Why? Lisa shivcha enu yochol. Yeah, this person, who's he going to get married? He needs a shidduch, right? So he can't marry a shivcha. Yeah, because a Yisrael is not allowed to marry a shivcha. Don't marry a Jewish lady. So now, what about Bas Choyin? So maybe we'll marry this guy to a normal Israelis. So Bas Choyin, Eino Yochel, but he also can't marry a Israelis because of the half Evan. So this guy's messed up. You know what I mean? Like, he's not going to be able to get married. So fine, so good. This guy can't get a shidduch. So what? Oh, but we said, yeah, but it can't be. Right, the whole world is created for the sake of Ella, Lepiria Verivia. That's a fundamental aspect of this world. Could be even that Goyim, according to one opinion, Achayiv, Lepiria Verivia. We don't pass on like that, but anyway, yeah, Shinema, because this is a Loi Soihu Bara'a, Leshevis Yotzra. Right, Hashem didn't create it to be desolate. Okay, Leshevas, rather, in order to be populated, Hashem created the world. So it's a fundamental part of Bereishis that basically people should have children. So this is Beis Shammai's saying to Beis Hillel. So he said that, so Ella, so they suggest, Mipnei Tikkun HaOlam, because of the Tikkun HaOlam, because of the greater well-being of the world. Koifin Es Raboy, you force his master, yeah, to free him. V'Oiso Ben Chorin, right, you're making Ben Chorin, star al chetzi domov, and he's got to write, you know, this guy, he's going to owe his master money. When he gets the money, he gets a good job, he's going to have to pay back, yeah? And so they're going to write a star that he owes this money, and therefore, you basically, based in force, yeah, the master to free his slave, with his 50% shares in this slave. Okay? That's Beis Shammai's opinion, and it says v'chozru Beis Hillel lahoros kedivrei Beis Shammai, and then Beis Hillel was said, you know, good point, yeah, and they also just agreed, yeah, and they just basically they forced the master to free this slave. So how does that fit in, right? Like this, because we know we're passing like Beis Hillel. Okay, so originally we passed in Beis Hillel said we don't force him to free him, yeah, and he was just like, so therefore he's still a slave, you know, he's half a slave, so therefore this is the Mishnah Rishona, going back to what he said, when you look with the Chavrusa, the Mishnah Rishona means originally he was half a slave, so therefore he would not be obligated in Re'ia, that's like Ravina, but then when the Halacha changed, that Beis Hillel came to agree to Beis Shammai, and that they forced, yeah, the master, yeah, to free him, so therefore, yeah, he's basically, so even before he freed him, basically, sin is as good as done, right? He's going to be freed. This guy's happy. He knows.
A freed slave is as good as a fully freed slave. That's what I'm saying.
No. A chetz, somebody who's a chetzi eved and a guy with that, before the Tikkun of Beis Hillel, somebody who's a chetzi eved. Yeah, he's not as good as freed.
No, but after the chetzi eved is as good as free.
Yes, he will be. Yeah. Because seeing as he will be freed, he's as good as free now.
So once he becomes a chetzi eved, he's basically hard because he will become
after because of the Tikkun of Beis Hillel. Correct. Yeah. So that's what changed. So what happened over here though? So why did the Mishnah say it like this? Basically, you know, basically there's two time frames in this Mishnah. There's the Mishnah how it used to be, yeah, and there's the Mishnah how it is now. So why didn't they change the Mishnah? So what we said, because people used to memorize the Mishnayos, and if they're going to start changing the words in the Mishnah, yeah, it's going to confuse people. Everybody knew this Mishnah about Peh, right? So everyone said and they goes avodim she'inim shukrarim. Yeah, that's the Gersa, yeah? Right? So therefore, they didn't want to mess with the Gersa, and they left it as is. So.
Why not say that the Mishnah left it as the Gersa, but we know this is the kind of Hillel...